America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They team with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Thank you, former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, for telling us in your new tell-all book just what we all knew about Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and most Democrats, that everything they do is for political gain at the expense of our nation's security and benefit. It was just nice to have someone in the thick of it finally bring this liberal absurdity to the open. Lair Adams for the American Adversaries Drive Time on the new AM 660, The Answer. You want more proof? The Obama administration admits they have spent nearly $750 million, with a B, $1 billion, just to advertise, propagandize Barack's commie care. Our co-host will tell you, that's just pocket change to these thieves. He'll tell you himself, Christopher Hart.
That's exactly the words I was going to use.
Pocket change.
Pocket change. Peanuts to these guys, where they throw
$680 million so far, just so far in advertising.
You see, the only problem is it's our pocket change that they're taking, not theirs.
Every penny.
All right, folks, but we're here for you. We are the American Adversaries. It is Drive Time, and that's right. We are on AM 660, The Answer, and welcome to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. I am Christopher Hart. That is Lair Adams. And tonight we have a couple of guests in the studio I'll get to in just a minute. We will be talking a little bit about Bill Gates' book. Did I say Bill Gates? I'm already doing that again. Bob Gates, Robert Gates.
Yeah, I always go with Robert just to
new book.
Catch myself.
And there's an interesting article in today's Orlando Sentinel, too, that I want to touch on a little bit because it has a lot to do with what we were talking about yesterday. It's an op-ed piece by Kathleen Parker. She's a regular writer. She used to write just for the Sentinel. Now she writes for the Tribune.
She's syndicated.
Company.
She doesn't write for them.
She moved up and out.
Yeah.
But it goes right to the heart of what Lair and I were talking about at the beginning of yesterday's show. But. And then Nostradamus is going to join us later on as well. But before we get to that, I'd like to introduce our guests tonight because they're doing something that is it's not only fun and exciting, but it's for you can't find a better cause, really. It'd be hard to anyway. But I'd like to introduce, first of all, Bad Bob from BACA. That's Bikers Against Child Abuse. Bad Bob, thanks for being with us tonight on the show.
And thank you for having us. We're excited about an event that we've got this Sunday, the Roar on I-4, it'll be the third annual Roar on I-4, being sponsored by Orlando Harley-Davidson, great partners of ours.
And we have a representative from Orlando Harley-Davidson here, the events manager, and that is Jennifer Armstrong. Jennifer, thank you for being here.
Well, happy to be here. Thank you.
And I understand this is your first BACA ride.
It is.
You excited?
I am. I'm hoping, I guess, we were discussing, I hope I can get my tents down and get on the back of a bike for the Roar on I-4. It's the coolest experience that everyone says. You look down I-4, and as far as the eye can see, all you see are motorcycles.
When and where?
It's this Sunday, January 12th. Staging is at Downtown Disney. Registration starts at 10 a.m. Kickstands up at 11:30. So if you want to join us, come out. We're at entrance 5 behind Cirque du Soleil. You can't miss us. We'll be guiding you in. Pretty much just follow the motorcycles.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not going to have just find them on motorcycles and tail them on in there.
Yeah, we're looking for great weather. It's supposed to be 80 degrees on Sunday. So, you know, you can't ask for better riding weather, and it's just going to be fantastic.
Just follow all the TV trucks, too, because you're going to be on every television station.
I hope so.
You will.
How many bikers do you think you'll have this year?
We'd like to see 1,600 motorcycles.
And have to clog up I-4.
Yeah. Well, don't be driving around Sunday afternoon hoping to go eastbound between 11:30 and 12:30 if you're between Disney and our I-4 dealership.
And, of course, they're going to close down that part of I-4, basically.
Yeah, it's just fantastic.
How many troopers did you say they're going to have with you?
Florida Highway Patrol is escorting the ride. We have 23 vehicles that are going to help us get from downtown
Wonderful.
Disney to Orlando Harley.
Bob, Bad Bob, I know this is not your first ride. How have you seen it grow over the years?
Well, it's been great. The word's been getting out, and not only through the help of folks like you allowing us to talk on the radio, but just word of mouth. And that's the Biker Network is word of mouth. And everywhere we go throughout the year, people come up and talk to us about the Roar on I-4, people that have ridden on it, people that want to ride on it. The first year we had something like 1,100 bikes. It grew up to 1,200 plus. I know Jennifer was saying 1,600. I'm looking for 2,000 because this is going to be a beautiful day. It's been a little chilly last couple of days, but it looks like the weather forecast says it's going to be up around 80 degrees and sunny with a 10% chance of rain later in the afternoon. So ought to be a beautiful day.
Hey, Bob, let me ask you, how did all this get started?
Baca or the Roar on I-4? Baca, all right. Let's talk about Baca.
Let's start at the beginning.
Well, both. Actually, both.
Bikers,
how one metamorphed into the other.
Of course, Baca is Bikers Against Child Abuse. How did that happen?
That's a great place to start. It was roughly 20 years ago. As a child play therapist in Utah that worked with kids that kind of figured out kids have an affinity for motorcycles. I don't know if for those of you out there that have ridden before know that when you pull up to a red light, and you kind of look off to the side. If there's kids in the car, their faces are plastered against a window looking at your bike. Now, the parents are afraid to make eye contact with you. I don't know why, but I usually turn to the right.
You
tell
biker
them to put their,
dude.
Yeah, and I tell them, I said, put your seatbelts on, you know. And then the kids will put their seatbelts on. The parents will then look and smile and give you a thumbs up. But this play therapist, Chief is his road name, Lily, figured out, you know, that they were connected, attracted to bikes, and the sound of bikes has sort of a soothing effect to kids. And as they get to know Baca, and he started Bikers Against Child Abuse in Utah, and as they get to know their family in Baca and hear the motorcycles, you know, when they're asleep at night or they wake up at night and they hear a motorcycle go by, it gives them a sense of comfort because they think that's a Baca member riding by checking up on them. And we do. We ride by.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys, this is not just a ride you guys do once a year, okay? This is an organization that actually reaches out to children.
That's right. We've got around 170 chapters across the country. I think we're in 39 states. I think we're in 8 different countries right now. We reach out, and people reach out to us. We get referrals from different families that will call us and ask if we can get involved with a child that's been abused. And we will evaluate each situation to see if it's something that fits the Baca mission. And the mission basically is to remove the fear of child abuse from children. We'll go to court with them. You know, we help prepare them for those things that they're going through. Imagine how stressful that is for a 6, 7, 10-year-old child. Heck, a 16, 17-year-old child going to court. We help them get them, you know, restore their confidence, their self-esteem. And not only for that, but get them started back on the life that they deserve as a child. You know, they've had their life interrupted with abuse, and we help them get pointed in the right direction again.
Now, Bob, I have to ask you this, and it's going in a little bit more of a negative direction, but I'm assuming you do vet the people that are involved with this, correct? I mean, like, there's no way some bad person can slip in and be, you know, the wolf amongst the sheep.
Oh, absolutely. First of all, a bad person doesn't want to sneak into a biker organization anyways. That's the wrong
thing. I'm glad
to
hear. No, I think people need to hear that, too.
Yeah, because, you know, you hear other organizations where bad things happen, and we're pretty fortunate at Baca. We put everybody through, here in Florida, 2 background checks. Nationwide, everybody goes through a FBI background check, and we look for any evidence of child abuse or domestic violence in their record. And here in Florida, we also do the VEX background check, which is required for by the state for people that are working with children and the elderly. So they go through two background checks, and then they have to ride with us for a year.
Mm.
And they ride with us for a year. They get assigned a mentor who gets to know them, gets to know where they hang out, gets to know their family, where they live. And at a minimum of a year riding with us, then they're considered to have a patch put on their back. And once they get a patch, then they have greater access to the children. They may get assigned as a child's primary. So we'll have two primaries assigned to each child to work with the child, a male and a female, and they can't be related. So we, again, build mm-hmm. those little walls of defense to make sure that people don't get into the organization. And believe me, by the time they've ridden with us for at least 12 months, we mm-hmm. get to know who they are.
Sure.
And just because you pass a background check, you know, that doesn't mean that you haven't abused or you don't have that in you. Just
a lot of ways to clean that up.
You ain't been caught, you know, and we get to know them pretty well. And sometimes within a couple months, they kind of go off on their own and leave. Or we've asked people to leave because they don't just quite fit what we're looking for, because this is not something that we do on a sunny Sunday afternoon. It's a lifestyle. It's something that we do 24/7. If a call comes in and a child needs help, we get on our bikes and ride. Could be 3 in the morning, could be 3 in the afternoon. We're here to help children.
What a great network.
How can someone get involved, either if they want to become a member or if they would just like to help you guys out?
Well, it's interesting. You can help out at different levels, but the first thing, especially here in Central Florida, we have a chapter in Orlando called the Tri-County Chapter. We just opened one up in Lakeland called Thousand Lakes, and you can come to one of our meetings. And if you go to our international website, which is BACA World, all one word run together, BACAWORLD.org. You can see where there are chapters, and you can click down into that chapter and see when we meet. And here in Tri-County, you can come visit us on the second Sunday of every month. We meet at the Eagles facility on Goldenrod here in Orlando, and the address is on our website. And we meet at 10 a.m. Every second Sunday, except for this Sunday.
Yeah.
This Sunday, it will be on the Roar on I-4.
Right.
And I wanted to go there because, obviously, that is a way people can help out. If they don't have the time or the wherewithal to be a member of BACA, they can help out this Sunday.
Yeah, for a $20 registration fee, that's per motorcycle. So you can bring someone. It's still $20. You get to come out. You're going to ride with us to support a great cause. We have some special celebrity guests this year.
I was going to say, now what happens when you get to Orlando Harley?
Well, first of all, the grand marshals for the Roar on I-4 this year. If you're a Sons of Anarchy fan,
you'll
want to join
us.
Yeah, we have two stars from Sons, Chibs and Juice. They'll be the grand marshals in the Roar. So we take off from downtown Disney. You know, just the fact that the I-4 is shut down for us is fantastic. That's reason enough.
Sure.
The great cause, the stars, and then there's a huge party at Orlando Harley. Ale House is providing lunch for everybody. We've got live music from the Trans Ams. We're going to do giveaways. It's
now,
just
can
gonna
people
be a great time.
Say me, I don't have a motorcycle.
Yeah,
can I go straight to Orlando Harley and party with you guys?
No, this is a special event just for the BACA supporters. You
so
know,
it's
and we're
two
going,
wheels or nothing.
Yep, you gotta roar with us to come to the party because it is, you know, we do anticipate a great crowd. So we want to make sure that everyone that's supporting the cause has the best experience possible. So the dealership will be closed until 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoon so that we can have a great experience for the people that support BACA.
Yeah, okay. And we encourage bikers and motorcycle enthusiasts of all sizes, shapes, and forms. You know, if you're on a Harley, that's great. You know, we love Harleys.
Yeah.
But any type of bike, you know, sports bikes, you know, Hondas, Yamahas. I think most of us got
the
right
Rockets.
One type of bike.
Whatever.
Just come out and show your support because we want to send a message to the community about what we're doing here. And It's a heck of a battle that we've got out there against child abuse. In fact, in Central Florida, we got one of the highest rates of child abuse. So the more people that we catch their attention and get them involved in this, the the better the war becomes against this, and maybe we'll knock it down to someday where we don't need Bikers Against Child Abuse anymore, and we can spend all of our time enjoying nice rides.
Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, I've got a few more questions for Bad Bob and Jennifer. We're, of course, talking about the Roar on I-4. That is the Baca ride that is this Sunday. Registration, 10 a.m., downtown Disney. Kickstands up at 11:30, and they're going to ride down I-4 to Orlando Harley. Go to OrlandoHarley.com and get your tickets now.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Now, just remember, next time you're stopped at the light next to that mean-looking old Harley rider, you may be a Baca person.
The American Adversaries, where you and the president can wrestle for the truth.
We're still in this wrestling match with
Blair Adams and Christopher Hart, the American Adversaries.
Welcome back, folks. That's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time on this beautiful autumn afternoon. Is it autumn? I'm still saying autumn. Winter afternoon here in Central Florida. And as Bad Bob was saying, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. If you are a biker, please come on out and be a part of this Baca ride. We were just talking during the break. When we have organizations like this come in, it's an assumption on our part that they would like to raise a lot of money. That's not the case here, however. Bob, please tell us what you were just saying.
Yeah, the thing that we try to do in Baca is create awareness so that we can get children referred to us, so that different agencies are aware of who we are, the general public. You know, we do raise money with this event through Harley-Davidson, you know, putting it on. We appreciate that. But we're not out there to raise money. That's not what we do. We never want to be viewed as a fundraising organization. We're just out here because it doesn't take a lot of money to ride Baca, to take care of children. We put some gas in our gas tanks. We buy vests for the children. We get a lot of donations for that. We give them a vest. We give them a road name. We adopt them into the family. We need the awareness out there that we're out there as a resource that people can refer to us, children. You can go to our website and get the phone numbers on that. In fact, if we got another.
Sure. Isn't this refreshing, folks? I mean, that these guys with very little resources are doing so very much. And he is so appreciative of Orlando Harley-Davidson because you guys provide him with their budget. I mean, this is fantastic.
Love to do it.
Go ahead, Bob. You were going to give the phone number.
Yeah, oh, hang on. I got to get my glasses.
Oh, okay.
You guys can't see me out there, but I'm a very tenured biker.
Yeah, awareness, is, you know, it really is all about awareness.
I like
that
you put that tenured word there.
We call it the Roar on I-4 because we want people that are driving down the other side of the road to go, what is going on? What's this Baca? And, you know, go to bacaworld.org, read about it. You will want to support them however you can.
What Bob is saying is that there's a lot of people out there who know about children who've been abused, who don't know about Baca, and that these children and their families need to know about Baca. They are there to help them, but if the connection can't be made, they can't help them. Please go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, and you can contact us. We have a hot helpline, and every chapter around the world has a helpline. Our particular helpline is 407-227-2134. That's 407-227-2134. And you can find that on our website. But if you know somebody that's in need, one of the things that we always look at is we hope that it's abuse that's been reported. Because if there's abuse going on, that's one of the things that we look at as to whether it's been reported or not. Because sometimes people try to get us involved in, you know, disputes between husband, wife, or whatever, but it has to be child abuse.
It sounds like you guys have got this really well thought out.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You know, what kind of help are you actually offering? Basically, support for abuse that happens, because you guys aren't really going out there to be police officers or anything. You're not getting in between people.
No, law enforcement, they've got their role. We respect that. The legal system has their role. We respect that. We get a child referred to us, and then we do what's called an initial contact, where a couple of us are child liaison, mm-hmm. and a couple other people will go out and evaluate the situation. Then it gets submitted to our board to make sure it's something that fits the criteria that where we can help. And if it's approved by the board, then we will go out and do what's called a level one, where 20, 30, 40 bikes ride out into their neighborhood, usually on a weekend morning, and introduce ourselves to that child, and we adopt them into our family. There's a little process that we go through. Like I said earlier, we give them a vest, we give them a road name, we put a little patch on their back, a Baca.
Which is 20 or 30 bikes in front of somebody's house. That's a bit of a statement. I like that.
Well, we generally wake up the neighborhood when we come in, and part of my job is to let law enforcement know that there's going to be a group of motorcycles coming into a neighborhood. So when you get phone calls from people that
it's not a raid.
Some nefarious people just showed up. Nefarious, that's a big word.
Bad bugs.
You know, show up, that they don't start panicking that we're bikers against child abuse.
But I think it's so great because look at it from the child's point of view. You know, you guys represent big, tough, strong, protective types.
That's what I mean. It's a statement.
And that's exactly what they need. Yeah.
And let me tell you, when we do that, and I'm usually with the child when the rest of the Baca shows up, you can hear, I'll tell them, listen for the motorcycles, and you hear a little rumble in the, off in the distance, and it gets louder, and it gets louder, and it gets louder. And then pretty soon that first bike turns the corner, and the whole neighborhood fills up with thunder. Mm-hmm. And that child just starts smiling and jumping up and down. That
it's like boxes. Representatives of God himself have come to his rescue.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Jennifer, is there going to be enough room in Orlando Harley-Davidson parking lot to handle all these bikes?
Absolutely. We have some great neighbors that are going to help us out with that. And, you know, again, the more the merrier. Any
what's your
make,
website
model,
and phone number?
And skill level. OrlandoHarley.com. And you can give us a call at 407-423-0346. Or just come in if you want to get your tickets in advance. Any three of our Orlando Harley dealers are selling advance tickets. Or just come down to Downtown Disney on Sunday at 10 a.m. Bring your $20, you're in, and it's going to be a great day for a great cause.
And that's $20 per bike.
Yep. So bring a friend. No more charge.
Yeah, and I'd be remiss. Remiss, that's another big...
Man,
Grumpy, our president's going to wonder where the heck I learned to talk like this. But you can rent bikes. If you don't have a bike, you can rent a bike from Orlando Harley-Davidson.
That's right. We're giving you a heck of a deal. A brand new 2014.
What's your phone number again?
$99. 407-423-0346. We'll rent you a bike if you don't have one.
For $99.
Yep.
Wow.
The adversaries are coming back.
Cold, clear, or cloudy.
We've got the answer.
Listen for the latest AccuWeather forecast.
Here is tonight's American Adversary SoundbiteRx.com News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's SoundbiteRx.com News Minute is being brought to you by Lake Mary Jewelers. For that special gift, for that special someone, go to Lake Mary Jewelers at the intersection of Lake Mary Boulevard and Lake Emma Road. Call them today, 407-878-6230. Now, here's Christopher Hart with Ted Bogert of SoundbiteRx.com.
Ted, while our president seeks to make the United States more like Europe, SoundbiteRx.com has discovered a European president rethinking his commitment to economy-stunting socialist policies and looking to business to bail out his political career.
Well, absolutely, Chris. I mean, here's the deal. Obama thinks that all of that's working over there, but we know that that's not the truth. So the French president took a new approach, and I put that in quotations. It's vague, but he's being compared to the abrupt U-turn towards more market-driven policies enacted by his socialist predecessor. And honestly, what's happening is he realized that he cannot continue his agenda, meaning the French president, over there without getting the businesses involved and without making some sort of drastic change because their market is collapsing.
It would appear that old dogs can learn new tricks when their political careers are on the line. Perhaps the Democrats in this country might take notice of that. Indeed, he wants to cut taxes and encourage growth in business.
Well, he does, because he's realized that what he's doing or what he's trying to implement is not going to work. It's not going to work in this economy. It's not going to work in this bank market. And unfortunately, the United States is not catching on, although I wish the Obama administration and all the Democrats would take a look and see, hey, this isn't working over in France, and we're using that as kind of our put it on a pedestal, this is what's working, when in reality it's not working. And we have to figure out a different way. We have to go back to basics and not try to be so socialist and Marxist and honestly communist in the way that we're approaching things.
Well, it looks like the French people have caught on, because you're right, it's not working politically either for Francois Hollande. So we'll see what happens. Remember, folks, thanks, Ted. Remember, folks, protect yourself from that epidemic of ignorance. Go to soundbiterx.com. It's good medicine.
More political mayhem is on the way. You're listening to The American Adversaries, if you can take it.
Oh, welcome back to the show, folks.
Kicking people out the door here.
That's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time. I am Christopher Hart, and along with Lair Adams, we'll be with you right up to 6 o'clock. Don't forget, Gary Coltbaum will take over. And then it's Dennis Prager. Once again, the lineup has changed a little bit this week, so it'll be Dennis Prager after Gary, and then Hugh Hewitt after Dennis Prager at 9 o'clock.
All right, Chris, tell them what we're going to do after our show at 6 o'clock.
We're heading over to Cafe Positano. We're going to drag Bad Bob, if anybody can drag Bad Bob anywhere. We're going to take him over to Cafe Positano with us. Or actually, he's going to ride a scooter down there. We'll meet him there. And we're going to have dinner at Cafe Positano.
No!
The finest Italian restaurant all Central Florida.
You can only go there if you have 4 wheels.
No.
No 2 wheels.
That's not, two motorcycles.
No, right, there you go.
He's got it together. We've been, of course, talking about the Baca ride. That's the Roar on I-4 this Sunday. Real quickly, Jennifer Armstrong, events manager of Orlando Harley-Davidson. Give us the rundown again.
This Sunday, the Bikers Against Child Abuse Roar on I-4, staged at Downtown Disney. You come in entrance 5. We're behind Cirque. 10 a.m. registration, 11:30 kickstands up for a Florida Highway Patrol escorted ride down I-4 to Orlando Harley-Davidson for a great party. So,
and who's going to be at the party?
Miller's Ale House is going to provide the food. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. I forgot the whole celebrity hook.
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
Juice.
Sons of Anarchy fans, listen up. Juice and Chibs are grand marshals on the ride. So if you want to say that you rode with the Sons of Anarchy, you need to participate in this ride. If you don't have a bike, we'll rent you one. Just for this, we're offering up a $99 rate for a brand new 2014 motorcycle. So we'll hook you up with a deal on a motorcycle for the day if you want to roar on I-4 with us.
Also, I can't get by with saying, it's just a test drive.
That's a different day.
Hey, that's worth a day right there, just getting the chance to ride a brand new Harley Davidson for only $99. Tell you what.
With the Sons of Anarchy for a fantastic cause like Baca. Can't beat it.
Bob, real quickly before we go to, I have Dennis on the line, Nostra Dennis, our producer. How many cities around the country are going to be doing this weekend?
Well, this one here, just the Roar on I-4, is something unique to the Tri-County chapter. We have something we do in May called the 100-Mile Ride, where every Baca chapter around the world basically gets on their bike at the same time and rides 100 miles to create awareness for child abuse. And that's really the one official fundraiser that Baca does every year to run the entire organization. We're not out there trying to raise money, like I said earlier. Yeah. This is a special thing that we do here in Central Florida with the help of Orlando Harley-Davidson.
Yeah. I know one person who would have loved to have been there because he was always a big part of this, and he helped us promote it here in the station last year. And, of course, I'm talking about Iron Dave Adams. You remember Iron Dave,
Bob? Oh, yeah. He's a great brother of ours.
Yeah, unfortunately, we lost Iron Dave this past year, and he's very, very much missed around the station here, and I'm sure at the Baca guys as well. Nostra Dennis, are you with us this evening? Do you have any questions about the Baca ride?
Well, is it okay if I take my car and tip it sideways like the stunt cars?
Like Joe,
two wheels like that?
Like the Chitwood brothers used to do? I don't think that'll quite work.
Not so much.
But obviously, if you have a trike, you can ride a trike, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, trikes. Or if you need the back seat of somebody's bike there, Nostra Dennis, we could probably get a back seat for you.
You better find a big back seat.
That'd be good for me.
Our brother Bear would be happy to ride you on the back of his bike.
Dennis, you could drive your moped.
No.
How fast is it?
Not taking that out.
We'll rent you a bike. Come on down.
It's a great thing. It's the Bakker Ride, and it's, of course, this Sunday. That's this Sunday, the Roar on I-4, and you can go down to downtown Disney, 10 a.m. to start the registration. It's going to be a lot of fun. All you bikers out there, please come on out and help these guys raise awareness. And thanks again, Jennifer, for coming down and being with us this afternoon.
Thank you. Go to BakkerWorld.org and learn about this great organization.
That's BakkerWorld.org.
There's also some great YouTube videos out there. If you do Bikers Against Child Abuse, spread it out. There's some great videos out there.
Oh, that's one thing I wanted to ask you is, when did this all start?
Bakker started about 20 years ago. I think it's 19 years ago. And
wow.
It's really spread like wildfire. In fact, over in Europe, it's moving pretty good. In fact, three of our members from one of our Italy chapter are flying in for this event. Flying in Friday night. And last year we had our international meeting here where we had hundreds of Bakker members that were on the ride. This year it's in Louisiana, but it's just one of those great events that the word spreads. I mean, it goes viral. And again, with the help of folks like you getting the word out, we expect 16 to 2,000.
Yeah, it's the third annual Bikers Against Child Abuse Roar on I-4. If you'd like to know how long we've been doing this.
I was going to ask how long has Orlando Harley been involved. So
people ask about it throughout the year. When's the roar? When's the roar? We can't wait to participate. So if you're even thinking about it, you should definitely make the decision to join us.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll move on now and talk a little bit of business. The guys, Jennifer and Bad Bob, are going to stick around in the studio with us. So if anybody has any questions and would like to ask them, please give us a call. 407-774-8255 is the number. But there's a lot of stuff going on out there that we need to talk about. Of course, there is this new book out that Lara was talking about, Bob Gates. And we'll be talking much more about this book. And obviously, even though I haven't done so now yet, I should say, I'm sure Nostradamus is reading my mind as I speak. Right, Nostradamus? You know what I'm going to say, right?
Oh, sure. Get Bob Gates on the phone. Get an interview with him, right?
That's right. All right. So we'll see if we can't get him on the line. But certainly his book is, as Lara said, it's more. I believe it's more confirmation than it is revelation. As a matter of fact, in the Wall Street Journal today, it even says that it has long been believed that Mr. Obama quickly soured on the troop buildup. This is one of the points that the Gates makes in the book. It has long been believed that Mr. Obama quickly soured on the troop buildup and the counterinsurgency strategy he approved in December of 2009. Mr. Gates' memoir confirms that widely held supposition. Nostradamus, it's never a good thing when one of your key cabinet members comes out and confirms the worst fears that people have about you, is it?
Yeah, it's really not, especially because what he's saying in essence is Obama plotted this course, then decided it was the wrong thing to do, but did nothing about it. That's about the worst thing a leader can do.
It demonstrates that basically he didn't know what to do.
Well, I thought what I got from it was that he basically was saying that Obama went ahead with a surge, not liking it, not thinking it was going to work, but it was politically expedient to say, I'm going to have a surge.
Well,
and no one was more surprised than him when it worked.
Exactly. He thought that the surge in Iraq would not work. He even came out and said that. This time he didn't say it, but at least to us, but he said it around the White House, evidently, that he didn't think that this surge was going to work either. In particular, Gates said that he writes that the president lost faith in the very war strategy he approved, wanted most to find a way out of combat, soured on his hand-picked commander, that's Petraeus, and tried to micromanage Pentagon policy with White House aides facing off against four-star generals. Can you imagine guys like Jay Carney getting in the face of somebody like General Petraeus and trying to tell him he doesn't know what he's talking about? That's in essence what the man is saying happened. Nostradamus?
Yeah, this is kind of, you know, the White House is kind of taking the attitude here of sour grapes, that this is someone who used to work for us, doesn't work for us anymore, and he's just upset at the fact that he's lost whatever power he had. And they're telling us just to pay no attention to the man who came out from behind the curtain.
You're talking there, the White House is telling us to pay no attention to Bob Gates.
Right, because he's just a retired general who is not in power of anything anymore, and he's just complaining.
I believe it was an admiral, but the Secretary of Defense.
Right.
Yeah, and so that's the White House line, is that, David Axelrod was out there first thing this morning trying to clean up this mess a little bit, but it's going to be hard to clean it up. But I think some of his worst criticism, though, actually was for Vice President Biden, who he said was wrong on every foreign policy issue for the last four decades. He was exactly wrong on every issue. I mean, any aspirations that President or Vice President Biden had to become president are quickly fading, as though there were any reality to it to begin with. Dennis?
Yeah, I don't think there really were any. I don't think President Biden was not going to become a reality barring a tragedy in the White House between now and 2016.
Yeah.
Now, these are two little issues that have popped up that could hurt Hillary.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he does say this about Hillary, comparing Hillary to Vice President Biden. Of the two, he said that he found her smart, idealistic but pragmatic, tough-minded, indefatigable, funny, and a very valuable colleague and a superb representative of the United States all over the world. At the same time, he talks about how during the presidential campaign of 2008 that she revealed to him that at that time her opposition to the surge in Iraq was based on political feelings, not any knowledge of war strategy or anything like that.
By the way, Chris, so we do have a caller that called in and wanted to know from Jennifer or one of them if Baca or the Roar and I for has a Facebook page that they can share with us.
Orlando Harley has a Facebook page that right now is all Baca all the time, so check us out on Facebook. Does Baca have an international one?
Yeah, Baca International does have a Facebook page, so you can find that out there. It doesn't have, I don't think, specifically the Roar on I-4, but Snacks, who's responsible for that kind of stuff within our chapter, she's put something out on Facebook for the Roar on I-4, so if you go and search Roar on I-4, you'll find it.
I am not going to ask where she got that name.
She eats all the time. Everywhere she goes, she eats, and she I think she weighs about 90 pounds soaking wet. I don't understand it.
I love all of your names. It's so funny.
Metabolism. Jennifer, Orlando Harley Davidson on Facebook?
Orlando Harley. Check us out.
Orlando Harley. Okay. And what's it for Baca Facebook?
I think if you just put in Baca,
okay.
B-A-C-A, or if that doesn't work, just type out Bikers Against Child Abuse, and you'll find the international site.
All right. We appreciate that call with that question. And any other questions for these guys before they get out of here tonight, 407-774-8255 is the number. And, of course, you are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time on AM 660, The Answer.
Better believe it, folks. The final segment of the American Adversaries Drive Time is coming up, and we come back. We'll ask Nostra Dennis. Folks, if you know gun sales are up, we'll talk.
Hello, Florida. This is Mark Merrill. You may know me in wrestling as the star Johnny B. Bad. I listen to the American Adversaries, and you should too. Don't let me come and get you, because I'll kick your booty with my two-day booty.
Okay, welcome back, folks. That's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries in Drive Time tonight. And, of course, we've been talking about the Baca Roar on I-4 this weekend. Real quick, Jennifer, when and where?
Sunday, Downtown Disney, 10 a.m. registration, 11:30 a.m. kickstands up for a Florida Highway Patrol escorted ride down I-4 to Orlando Harley for a fantastic party, all to support Bikers Against Child Abuse.
Sunny and 80 degrees.
That's right. Beautiful day to ride, only $20 per motorcycle. So grab your buddy, grab your girl, grab your friend, grab your family member. Come on down and join us to raise awareness for Baca.
All right. And if you happen to be heading down I-4 tonight, sometime probably after 7:30 or 8, and you see Bad Bob going up the road there, give him a thumbs up. All right, Bob?
Rock on, yep.
All right. There's something else going on tonight, though. It's a pretty special event here in Central Florida, right, Nostra Dennis?
Yeah, you're talking about the thing that I can't go to because I'm eating at Cafe Positano's?
Oh, boy.
No, it's awful, but I know a lot of listeners probably are on their way over there now, because the parking lot at UCF's are opening up. They are not charging to park at UCF tonight, and they're going to have a big celebration in and around Bright House Stadium to celebrate the BCS Bowl winning
10th-ranked Associated Press. CBS Golden Night Football.
That's the final poll. They came in 10?
10th in the AP polls. They what an awesome season they've had.
Yeah, unfortunately, well, unfortunately for this, for us, but fortunately for him, Blake Bortles is going to the NFL. And so we'll see what old Coach O'Leary can pull out of his bag of tricks for next year.
Yeah, he also loses running back Storm Johnson, who surprisingly announced he was going to be there as well. But you know what? They're as loaded as they can be for a team losing that many players.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Great news. And that's 7 o'clock at the UCF Arena tonight.
That's right.
All right. Okay. Before we went to the break, Lair mentioned gun sales.
Gun sales have hit a new high in 2013. It's the 8th year in a row. Sorry, the 11th year in a row the number has risen, and an 8% increase over last year. More than 21 million applications were run through the National Instant Criminal Background Check. So for all the people who complain about, oh, we need background checks, we need background checks, we had 21 million of them last year.
Wow.
And they expect that the next surge is going to go right along with it. It's not going to be guns. It's going to be the ammunition to throw the guns with.
Yeah. Well, I know there's already been, you know, runs on ammunition, and so I'm sure that that will increase in particular with the lead smelting plant up there in Ohio or somewhere having to be closed down.
I know a lot of people making their own ammunition.
Yeah. And there'll probably be more and more people having to do that because you won't be able to get your own. Dennis, I don't think that it's any coincidence that all the talk about restricting gun sales has to do with the jump in gun sales.
No, it's kind of like a vicious cycle because the people in the gun industry and the people who own guns keep hearing, oh, well, Obama is going to curtail he's going to keep us from owning guns. He's going to keep us from owning ammunition. All that does is fuel gun sales and ammunition sales.
Right.
So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy in reverse.
Yeah, certainly is. Well, speaking of guns, the Philadelphia Police Department has a new policy evidently concerning criminals.
Yeah, and I guess we're going to have to rename that slogan to the city of brotherly, sisterly, the city of personally loved.
Explain yourself.
Yes, they have decided now, when interacting with members of the transgender community, they've decided to use a different set of guidelines, and it's going to include asking the person, whether he or she is a suspect or a victim, ask them whether they want to be called a man or a woman before they call them that.
So those are the only choices.
I was going to say.
You know what? They're going to have to fill in the blanks and get as many choices as possible here.
I was going to say, is there any all of the above choice?
Well,
and is this going to have any determination of who does the frisking?
That's a good question. It does not say in the article I'm reading here from the Philadelphia Daily News whether that's going to be an issue. But part of these directives include to never use demeaning or derogatory language, or to stop and question an individual just to call attention to the person's gender identity. Now, do you remember New York City had a problem a couple of years ago when they were told that when BOLOs came out to be on the lookouts for, they were not allowed to mention the race of the suspect?
When what came out now?
New York City a couple of years ago did for a very short time. They put out a rule saying when you put a BOLO out, a be on the lookout.
A bulletin?
Right.
Oh, okay.
You're not allowed to mention the race of the person you're looking
right.
for.
Right, yes.
So now if we don't know what their race is and we can't tell what their sex is, how are we we're going to have a top 10 list that just you're not going to be able to tell anybody from anybody. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and if they're short, you can't say anything. That would make their feelings hurt if they're height impaired.
That wouldn't do. No, we don't want to upset the criminal types.
I think the phrase you used, Chris, in the soundbite minute is really appropriate. The epidemic of ignorance, because I feel sometimes, like, I am surrounded by ignorance. And that's not just in the studio, Hugh.
I was going to say, what?
I'm talking about in the real world. It's bizarrer and bizarrer every day.
Indeed it does. Indeed it does that.
Well, just like we talked about last night, hey, unemployment, that causes the economy to grow.
Yeah. Okay. Dennis, anything else before we have to let you go? We're just about out of time here.
Yeah, just that I don't see this bumper sticker working. Hillary 2016, less awful than Joe Biden. Not catchy.
All right. Okay. All right. Thanks, Dr. Dennis. We'll see you in a few minutes over at Cafe Positano. By the way, our man Nick LeCicero, who's been in the control room tonight, has just put up on the board for us that there will be a UCF parade at the Disney Magic Kingdom this Sunday, Nick, at 2? This Sunday.
To celebrate UCF.
At 2, that's right, to celebrate their big football victory. So, once again, congratulations, Knights, and congratulations, Seminoles, on, of course, being number one in the final poll. And talk about number one. Baca's got to be, you know, my number one cause around here now. I mean, this is a great cause, especially when you describe how you guys come to the kid's house and they hear you coming down the road and stuff. I can just envision the kid. You know, he's scared and... when he hears that rumble, though, in the distance and knows it's coming closer, it's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. The kids love it. But I just want to paint one more picture for you so you better understand what we do. I mentioned we go to court with them. And a defense lawyer oftentimes will subpoena all the friends and relatives of that child as witnesses. And as we know, witnesses can't be in the courtroom during testimony. So what it does is it gets all the friends and relatives of that child out of the courtroom. So the child has to sit in that courtroom by themselves to give testimony. Now imagine how that feels.
Mm-hmm.
Door opens up, 20, 30, 40 Baca members walk in as supporters for that child. And that child, on a national average, will testify 70% of the time when Baca is involved. On a national average, when Baca is not involved, they only testify about 30% of the time.
Mm.
Here in Central Florida, we've been very fortunate that 100% of our children have testified when asked to testify when they're involved with Baca. So we go in with them. And we go all over the state. We go all over the country. In fact, Baca members from Florida, I've ridden up to North Carolina and Georgia to go to court cases.
It's a great thing that you do, Bad Bob. We really appreciate that. And Jennifer Armstrong, Orlando Harley-Davidson.
That's right. We'll see you Sunday for the Roar on I-4, BacaWorld.org, and OrlandoHarley.com for details.
You know, Big Bob, in a lot of ways, you're kind of like Bad Bob, not Big. Big Bad Bob. He's big, too. It's kind of like that old film, My Bodyguard, you know, about the kid in high school. That's kind of what you do for these folks. You give them some
night,
backup.
Everybody. Night.